Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. We're listening to the mighty sounds of Ben Tankard, Heavenly Vibes. Today we're going to have a short Bible study just to give you a little pick-me-up going through the week. We're going to talk about love. I have as a co-host Pastor Carrie Scott, and she's going to open us up with a passage coming straight from the Word of God.
This is a passage that is well known in the spiritual community, and it's on love. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. Again, that's the chapter of 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 4 through 8. How is love a precept, a principle, and a person? What is the difference between love that is self-centered, condition-centered, and other-centered? What are the marks of mature love, especially in a marriage relationship?
Wow, well, that's packed full of a lot of good information that we're going to try to dissect so that you can understand and we can get more clarification on the Word of God. You know, Jesus' idea is that we are supposed to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And inside of a marriage, we talk about the love between two people who are brought together through the Bible, through the vows that you take to one another. Love is a complex issue, even though it's just a four-letter word. It's not as simple as that because there's so many avenues towards it, so many ways to see it, so many things to understand about it. So, Pastor, what can you tell us about your experience of love over the years of you growing into being a Christian woman?
That's a loaded question. When we think about love, we think about unconditional love. We hear about that, thinking no one can live or love unconditionally but Christ. That's not true. We can have his example and love someone unconditionally. And in a relationship, especially in marriage, we have to recognize and realize that there are going to be many things that are troubling to us, maybe about the other person, things that we are dealing with within ourselves. But that still does not mean that we cannot love. How is love shown in any ways? Meaning that you still give hugs, that you still show affection, that you still are saying kind things and loving things and showing that the person, despite the issues that you may have within yourself or within that person that you are married to, you can still show unconditional love. And that's love no matter what.
So when we talk about, or let's talk about, the immaturities of love, because the passage that you just read talked about a self-centeredness, a one-way street, my way or no way. That makes it complex. How would you suggest in giving an opinion as to how the world should adjust to that part of it, that self-centered love that all of us have? It's a human feeling.
Well, the thing about it is that with growth, we can get better in areas. Within ourselves, especially in an immature way, we can be just the opposite of what the Word tells us to be. We are to be patient. What's the opposite of that? Being impatient. And when you're impatient, that leads to so many things. Anger, name-calling, or things that just show that you are not patient with the fact that they may be the other person that you're being impatient with, just may not have matured to a level that maybe you have in certain areas, and vice versa. So again, going back to the scripture, this is why we have the Word, because it helps us to be able to know that despite ourselves, the Word says this. And I may not be there yet, but my attitude, myself, I need to know that I strive to be what the Word says. And that is that I need to be striving to be patient and not so impatient. And I need to be kind, because when you're not kind, that leads to so many other things. Again, back to You know, just looking at the other person as though they are the person who are in the wrong, and you know that you are. And so what does that come from? It comes from being self-centered, thinking that I have arrived, that I'm okay, but the other person is not. And that's why we are to look within ourselves, ask the Lord, ask the Spirit to help us see ourselves before we start to point the finger at the other person.
So this is why I would stress that you spend time with your Bible. It gives you a instruction, basic instructions before leaving Earth. And what that Bible does, it gives us the example of what our love should look like. So at least you have a light in front of you to guide you. Because I know if I was the one that was chosen as Jesus was chosen to hang on the cross because of his love for us, I'm sure, Pastor, that I would not have done it. I would have been self-centered. I would have been upset when it was suggested that you can come off of that cross anytime, when it was said that he could have called down a legion of angels. I would have got on the phone, the cell phone, the radio, whatever I could get to, and said, bring them down and tear them up, because my attitude would have been in that place where it was all about me. But Jesus did not do that. He chose the latter, and that is the example. We're going to take a break right here. We're going to just continue to get into the Word and find out more about what love is. KingScottRadioTV.com. Well, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we're still listening to Ben Tankard, Heavenly Vibes. Now, we're going to give Pastor Scott an opportunity to elaborate even further on what we just talked about. Stay tuned and listen. The Word is on.
Yes, I want to just go back to what you said, Pastor Scott, about Jesus being on the cross, and he could have easily have called angels in and said, let me off of here, let me get down, and God, you handle these people. And that's a great lesson in that, that we're not Jesus, but we are striving to be more like him. And the example that I get from that, or what I learn from that, is that so often we want to handle things the way we want to handle it. We want to say, God, get them, or we want this to happen to them because of something that we're upset about them about. We want it to happen this way or that. We want this to be said, or we want this action to happen. And that's what Jesus was teaching us on the cross. He didn't do that. He allowed God, who's mighty and who is in control of all things, to handle it his way. And that's what we have to recognize and realize, that Jesus had in the natural a right, like we do, to say, oh, go handle it this way. I want it done this way. I'm getting off of here. I'm not doing anything more for people. Keeping a record of all the wrongs that he's done. And the Word tells us that we're not to keep a record of wrongs. And Jesus did not do that. He allowed himself to be in the situation right now, and okay, I'm going to forget what they did, but I'm going to let God be God in this.
But Pastor, just to keep it honest and real, what about that stinking thinking that's inside of every church? You always have a Sister Betty or a Brother Melvin who wants to get in your craw, who wants to hold on to something that was in the past, be it a mistake, an error in judgment, maybe a loose tongue, because that tongue can be wicked. How do we make adjustments for that in the natural so that it can be applied to the church here in the 21st century?
Well, again, that's growth. We would, even in the church, in the church body, and we know we have a lot of sick people in the church. Nobody in there is perfect. None of us are perfect. We serve the perfect one. But in our imperfectness, we will sometimes, again, want to handle things the way we would, the way we've been taught. Oh, I'm going to fuss them out. I'm going to say something to them that's going to hurt their feelings, and I'm going to get back, or I'm going to just go toe-to-toe with them. I'm going to just, you know, they say something, I'm going to say something back. But, you know, the Word tells us that we are to be what? Swift to hear, but slow to speak.
Does that mean I'm supposed to be a doormat to someone's wicked words because they don't like the way that I am, or I may smell a little different because I don't have all the things that you may have, or my hair is always fixed and yours isn't. I mean, how are we applying this? Because that's real talk. This is what goes on in the church. We always make a reference to the sister who wants to sit, or the brother who wants to sit in the same seat forever. Don't. And if you come in there as a visitor and you sit in that seat, whoo, Lord have mercy. The word has to come out that day because she or he is hot.
No, we can't handle it like that, Pastor Scott. We just can't handle it like that. That's the flesh wanting to get satisfaction and handling it the way that the world would handle it. And you set yourself up, or set the situation up for it to be even more magnified and more nasty than it really needs to be. So what if someone sits in a seat all the time and you sit there and they want it back? Give them a seat. I mean, it's a seat. If they're saying something to you that angers you, smile at them and look at them and realize, you know what, I need to pray for them. You know, sometimes if someone does something like that to you, they're coming at you and you just look at them and you smile with the peace of God, the smile that comes from within. You say, that's okay, yeah.
So, Pastor, this brings me to the remembrance of when Jesus saw that they were selling turtle doves and doves in the church, and he turned over the table. Now that's an actual example in the church. So how do we manage that anger within the confines of the Bible? Because we really want people to listen to our Bible studies and get something from it that you can use in reality, because the reality is he turned that table over. He told them to get up and get out.
I mean, Jesus is going to correct us, and he's going to let us know when it is that we're doing something that we shouldn't do. It does not mean that he's going to sit by and not convict us. And when we're in the Word, when we're really self-seekers of Christ, we will be convicted. We will know when we've done or said something that it's not of God. And then it's up to us to really listen to what the Spirit is saying and act on it. But he will let us know. That example of him turning the table over is an example of, you know, I'm going to let you know. Jesus is going to let, the Spirit will let us know when we're doing something that is not right. It's up to us to then hear it, adhere to it, and do something about it. Not ignore it. Not act like it's not being spoken to us, but then do something about it. But he will let us know.
So when we turn the table to say, love your neighbor, and you know that love is confused in jealousy, anger, misdeeds. I believe in Matthew 22, verses 36 through 39, how it talks about loving your neighbor, but your neighbor is straight up crazy. Yeah, I said it. Straight up crazy. And they come in and they do this and they do that, and they want you to love them as if they've done nothing. That is the reality of church today. That's what our Bible studies are centered around, dealing with those complexities that are within the church that we need to address as a body of believers.
Again, unconditional love. We may not like something that someone is doing, their attitude or whatever it is, you know, give them to God. Like, Lord, I want you to look at me and fine tune me. Lord, I surrender myself to you. Before I turn in and look at somebody else and what they're doing, and it may be obviously, overtly, just totally crazy, like you said. But before I, you know, go full force, like any of us can do, we can all handle it on our own. You know, you're constantly in prayer with the Lord, you know, in the Spirit. They may not hear you speaking it out, but like, Lord, okay, help me. Jesus, I need you right now. You know, control me. Turn it in first on yourself, and he will give you the peace to know that, you know what, I'm going to love unconditionally. They just said something crazy to me. They just acted crazy, but I cannot. Do we fall short in that many times? Yes. But then we pray after that and say, Lord, help me the next time. Let your Holy Spirit reign high in me so that I do not fall into the same trap again, over and over and over again. It's going to take the Spirit, not ourselves.
So when we talk about being so heavenly minded that we know earthly good, and as we begin to bring this particular Bible study to a close, because we did promise you that it was a short Bible study, and we want to attune to that. When we say things like that, that we want to be earthly good and heavenly minded, how can we begin to mix the two? The obvious answer is to read the Bible, but then applying the Bible to the words that come out of your mouth.
And it takes being around people. We would love to isolate ourselves, not go into those places that we've been hurt in, like the church. So oftentimes we talk about church hurt being the worst hurt. Those of us who've been church hurt, we know exactly what that means. It means that we expect the people that are in the house of the Lord, in the church, in the ministries, to be perfect. And none of us are perfect. So when we go in, we expect people to be all loving and lovey-dovey and kind and all of those things. But we recognize and realize that they are not doing what the Word says. So we're hurt by that because they come at us, they say things, they don't accept us. They are just doing things that just, you know, really hurt our feelings. Again, the Word says that we're not to dishonor others, but that's a process. Everyone has to get to that place. Not be self-seeking. We have to search and let the Spirit get us to be in that place of not self, being self-seeking. We have to not be easily angered, but still show unconditional love.
So I'm going to twist this a little bit just to keep it exciting. You know, they're angels. On this earth. The Bible talks about two, Michael and Gabriel, but there's so many more. How do you know that when you are fussing somebody out, that you're not being tested by that Holy Spirit and that you're facing an angel that you don't recognize? That's the twist. That's what keeps us balanced. Do you really know when that attitude shoots out and it wants to grab hold and lock someone in the jaws and teeth of your mouth and you're letting them have it and telling them off and you have no idea that you're talking to an angel because they can disguise themselves to look just like you or me. But how we treat that person is being recorded in that spiritual videotape. Pastor, we're going to let you have the last word on that as we begin to close out. But that's the twist. You don't know. So you should be careful.
Absolutely. And we don't know. And that's the thing. We should always be in that state of not knowing. Always knowing that God is in charge and He ultimately is watching us. And we forget that sometimes and just get so into ourselves. But again, we have to not let people stop us from being and doing what God has called us to be and to do. So often we get stuck. Even those who are, you know, more not more seasoned in the Word, I think sometimes we get up there and we forget that we can also still fall short in those areas. But again, we have to recognize and realize that despite what somebody does, we have to love them. We cannot delight in evil, like be evildoers. If they do evil, I'm going to do the same thing to him or give them a taste of their own medicine.
Revenge!
We're going to rejoice with the truth because the truth will always protect. It will always have us trusting and not be so mistrusting. And it will always have us have hope and not be not having hope. And it always perseveres. So no matter what, I'm going to still serve the Lord with all of my heart, my mind, and I'm going to show love unconditionally to whomever I encounter, which may be an angel, but whatever. I don't want to repeat a test, fail it, and then have to repeat it again.
Again. No. Yes.
I don't want to.
Yes, Pastor. Well, this has been another Bible study from At My Father's Table in collaboration with the Ministry of Encouragement as we continue to redevelop and develop what we're doing in union to serve God. This has been KingSkyRadioTV.com. We're going to do many, many more Bible studies, and we will ask you to call in at times and talk to us to let us know your point of view, because everyone's point of view is important. King Scott, Radio on TV.com.